Jake, it was you knew it was going to be tough against the league leaders, but you were well in that game for long periods of time.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be tough. Obviously, they're top of the league, but we're just disappointed, really. It's been a disappointing season all round, and we wanted to send the fans off with one last win at home, but unfortunately, we haven't done that, and I think it's now we go into Saturday's game trying to end the season on a high, really, because I think we've let a few people down this season.
Towards the end, they had chances. Did it really sort of sum up the season that maybe they had two goals from top strikers and that Albion just didn't quite have that cutting edge?
Yeah, because first off, I think we dominated them. They had one chance, they scored. So, you know, we come in at the end and we're all disappointed because we were in the game and we were probably the better side for definitely the first half. I mean, the crowd helped us and got behind us and we worked hard, but we didn't take our chances or create enough chances again.
For you, back in the side, I mean, it must be great just getting some game time.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked hard since being out the side. It's not always easy, but, you know, you just got to train hard and wait for your opportunity and take it. But, you know, every player wants to play. It's frustrating when I don't play, but, you know, to be honest, the season's just been a bit of a disappointment. So let's hope we get 3 points and give the fans something to cheer about.
Have you learnt any lessons maybe from what's been a difficult period for you personally?
Yeah, it's been difficult for me. I mean, I think everybody knows what's gone on and what's happened. But, you know, you just got to stay confident and the team needs to stay confident and go into next season, you know, believing that we can get back up the table again like we have in previous seasons. It's not always that easy because just because we've had two good seasons doesn't mean that we're gonna get promoted. But, you know, like I've said, we're not going to hide the fact that we disappointed people this year and we'll definitely look to change that.
Obviously, I know it's been frustrating in terms of what's been happening at the Albion, but for you, with England and the under-21s, it's been quite exciting.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit of an up-and-down season. It seems 1 minute I'm on a bit of a low and the next minute I'm on a high. So it's been a real rollercoaster for me this year with emotions and different things that have gone on outside the pitch as well. But, you know, like I've said, we're not going to hide the fact that we're disappointed, but we'll come back slightly strong.
What about your summer ahead and the championships ahead?
The squad hasn't definitely gone out yet, so obviously I don't know whether I'm going to be in or not, but if I am, then I've got something unbelievable to focus my mind on in the summer. It's another summer where I won't really get a break, but I love playing football, and playing for your country is the biggest honour you can have, and going into a tournament like that, coming up against the best players around the world at that age group is going to be a real test for me, and hopefully can improve me as a player for next year.
I know you're a hard worker, you're a hard trainer, but has that helped, having that in the background, for knowing that that's coming up in the summer?
I don't think it's been a negative. Maybe early on in the season I played a lot of games and I was going away, and when people were resting I was playing. But I have no excuses. I have standards you know, I want to keep them standards and I want to perform every single week. So I know what I can do and I just need to show it.
What about where you play on the pitch? I know you've sort of been moved in different areas around the pitch. Where would you like to be? And where do you feel that you can influence games the most?
Yeah, I prefer it when I have a little bit more freedom like today and play a bit higher. But I do want to play and I think managers see me as a flexible player, which sometimes is frustrating. But then you obviously get more game time. So, you know, I like to play in behind one or in behind two. I prefer playing in behind two because you have more options when you get the ball. But, you know, I just like to play football and I just want to keep improving. And I think I am doing that.
Staying positive. I know you've got a good group around you as well.
Yeah, I mean, the boys are brilliant, even though we've had a disappointing season, like I keep saying. But, you know, we've just got to stay positive and keep going because, obviously, we've got another massive game Saturday against another good team. So we're just hoping to win that game to give everybody around the club a bit of a high.